Hello and welcome to Success Magazine's Success CD. This is the exclusive bonus audio we provide free in every issue of Success Magazine. My name is Darren Hardy, and I'm the publisher of Success. I have to warn you about something. There is a murderer in your midst. In fact, this killer lies within, and it will be what kills your success. Let me explain. You see, becoming successful is easy. Many people reach success. It's staying successful that's hard, and most don't. To stay successful, you have to stay hungry. Those, in fact, were the final words of Steve Jobs' 2005 Stanford commencement speech. Stay hungry, stay foolish. Why is this so important? Because the enemy of success and the death of your drive and spirit is complacency. Complacency moves into your life so subtly, so slowly, like a fog bank that ends up blanketing a coastal village. And then it suppresses our potential without us even realizing it. Hey, look, we all start out excited about life. We have grand visions and big goals. We make heroic proclamations about what we will do and who we will become. Fired up about the future with intoxicating passion surging through our veins, we tackle the unknown with unbridled courage and determination. But then, as we stub our toes a few times, we start heeding the warnings of others, those who quote-unquote know better, and eventually learn to play it safe. Our zealous enthusiasm is bridled a bit, and we meld into doing things according to best practices and the way it's always been done. And finally, with some reasonable level of success achieved, enough social admiration and a feeling of security and self-esteem obtained, we become content. Our ego is satisfied. Society has accepted us and we are off the hook. This is when the grim reaper of complacency starts moving in. It is part of our human nature. Our brains instinctively conserve energy by relying on things staying the same as a way to survive. Being complacent is easy. Changing something because it's the right thing to do, that is what's hard. So we stay with jobs, relationships, lifestyles, and identities way beyond the vital learning curve. How many times a day do we react to growth opportunities with, yeah, but, or why bother? Complacency entraps us in a dependency on situations that have long outlived their purpose, justifying all the good reasons why we should just play it safe, stay where we are, and not rock the boat. But here's the real risk. You risk life. It is not contentment that makes us happy. In actuality, quite the opposite. It is the moments when we are striving, driving, and reaching for something that we feel most spirited and alive. And look, life isn't worth living unless you feel it, right? So, it is in this spirit of growth, challenge, and adventure that I will be stepping out of the role as publisher of Success. It is time for me to take aggressive action on my mission to onboard 10 million new entrepreneurs over the next 3 years, and my grand ambition to positively influence the great influencers of our society through personal mentorship of CEOs and high-performing entrepreneurs. Success will continue to be the important beacon of hope and inspiration the world still desperately needs. All right, we have an excellent audio program lined up for this final issue serving you from the publisher's chair. I'm going to be introducing you to one of Time's 100 most influential people and Forbes 2012 youngest female billionaire, the founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely. And then, very fittingly, we have an exclusive Jim Rohn excerpt drawn from the new program Foundations of Success. That all should stoke the fires of your raging success appetite. Am I right? Alrighty then, let's get started and welcome to Success.